This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. As the last U.S. forces are withdrawn from Afghanistan, the American commander who oversaw last week's withdrawal from Bagram Airfield says he is worried about the territorial advance of the Taliban insurgents trying to take back control of the country. U.S. Army General Scott Miller told ABC Television Sunday that the Taliban is, quote, gaining strength. He called their territorial gains concerning. The Taliban have captured more than 100 Afghan districts since early May. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the troop withdrawal with the goal of completing the job by September 11th. Former President Donald Trump also supported withdrawing the troops. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago to combat al-Qaeda terrorists who had been training there in advance of their September 11th attacks on New York and the Pentagon outside Washington. The attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. This September 11th will be the 20th anniversary of those attacks. Rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region on Sunday accepted a ceasefire in principle, but posed strict conditions for it to be formalized. Notable among those conditions was the withdrawal from the region of Eritrean forces, as well as fighters from the neighboring Ethiopian region of Amhara. They've been supporting the Ethiopian army during the 8-month-long conflict. Tigray has been the scene of fighting since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the army in early November to topple the regional authorities, which emerged from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. After early successes and a premature declaration of victory, government forces were bogged down in a vicious and months-long battle. The TPLF recaptured its regional capital, Mekele, last week. It had been held by the Ethiopian army since November. VOA News. America's top infectious disease expert says about 99.2% of recent COVID-19 deaths in the United States involved unvaccinated people. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said, quote, it's really sad and tragic that most all of these are avoidable and preventable. He told NBC's Meet the Press program Sunday, it's frustrating where you have a formidable enemy, he said, in the coronavirus and, quote, yet we do have a countermeasure that's highly, highly effective. He asked people to put aside their differences and realize that the common enemy is the coronavirus. The United States has recorded more than 605,000 virus deaths in the pandemic. Philippines military officials say an Air Force plane crashed and broke up in flames on a southern island on Sunday, killing at least 45 people after some jumped free in the country's worst military air disaster in nearly 30 years. Pictures from the scene show flames and smoke from wreckage among coconut palms and men in combat uniforms around with a column of thick black smoke rising into the sky. The transport aircraft carrying troops bound for counterinsurgency operations crashed with 96 people on board. And Philippine scientists warned Sunday that a volcano south of Manila could erupt again anytime as toxic gas emissions hit a record high and thousands more people in vulnerable communities left their homes. The volcano has been discharging sulfur dioxide for the past week, creating a haze over Manila and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. Nearly 4,500 people have left their homes since authorities called for evacuations in high-risk areas. Some settlements have been locked down, temporarily preventing residents from returning to their properties. The volcano lies 50 kilometers south of Manila. It burst to life last Thursday, sending steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi inaugurated a large naval base on Saturday, 135 kilometers from the border with Libya. He was joined by Abu Dhabi's crown prince and Libya's unity president. Egypt says the base will help it protect strategic and economic interests and guard against so-called irregular migration as Egypt boosts its naval presence in the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. Later, Sisi briefed guests at a private event about the giant hydropower dam being built by Ethiopia. Egypt sees that dam as a threat to its water supplies, and the United Nations Security Council is likely to meet on that issue this week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.